Now, let's head into the Overthinking Olympics. One text unanswered, and suddenly you're picturing yourself moving to Iceland under a fake name. Your brain doesn't just wander. It cartwheels, flips, and sticks a dramatic landing worthy of a Netflix contract. What we usually do wrong, we confuse thoughts with facts. A late reply must mean rejection. A short email must mean you're fired. A weird look must mean betrayal. We fuel the spiral, replaying conversations like game tape, Googling symptoms until web. MD says it's stress or imminent death. But here's the shift. Your brain is dramatic, not accurate. You don't need to shut it up. You just need to stop awarding it medals. Here's the play. Step one. Name it. Call it out.
Oh, great.
I'm back flipping again.
Step two. Ground yourself. Five things you see. Four you hear. Three you feel. Two you smell. One you taste. Bonus points if the taste is wine. Step three. Reframe, swap the blockbuster ending for the boring explanation. Maybe she's asleep, not plotting your social destruction.
Step four, treat your brain like an overexcited toddler. Scoop it up, remind it the couch isn't lava, and give it a snack.
By the end of this chapter, here's your win. You'll stop being the gymnast in the ring and start being the amused spectator in the stands. Next time your mind starts its routine, grab your imaginary popcorn and rate it 10 out of 10 for creativity, 2 out of 10 for accuracy.
Because the circus only runs your life if you keep buying tickets.